T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, Larry, you're a weather guy. This has to have you anxious for folks in Florida, what we're seeing now.
Yeah, there is major concerns because of the level that the tide and the surge, storm surge, could produce and the flooding. And, yeah, that's a powerful storm.
Listen, Larry, Category 5, could be.
It's possible.
Maximum sustained winds of 155 miles an hour.
And you wonder, what can withstand that when it makes landfall? Now appears to be in the Fort Myers area, Port Charlotte. And we talked to Executive Director of the Convention and Visitors Bureau in Bradenton, and they're pretty much in that eye. It looks like it's not going to hit Tampa Bay straight on, but still, it's so close. The devastation of the hurricane. And in the entire state of Florida is affected. This isn't just...
No.
When you see that radar picture, and I'm sure a lot of you have because they're just putting it up, and it's covering so much territory.
Wow, Larry, that's insane, man.
It is, and it's spinning just off the coast of Fort Myers right now. And we know a lot of Pittsburghers that vacation there, have friends and family, live there, Marco Island, Naples, Florida, as well as Bradenton, Tampa Bay.
We're asking anyone, we have Florida listeners, if you're down there, give us a buzz. We want to talk to you live, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Sometimes the old-timers, they get stubborn. When I was at Hurricane Andrew in Louisiana in 92, I went and visited a couple on an island right there where the hurricane hit in Louisiana. And they refused to leave. And I'll never forget it, Larry. They're the only two left. And I went back after the hurricane was over 2 weeks later, and they had perished. It's tough, because when you get older, you get stubborn, you get dug in, you get afraid. But if they tell me to evacuate, I'm evacuating. Only thing that matters is life. And we've both been in these hurricanes. It's... the wind, the rain, everything.
Well, you see.
Power out, as you said.
It's the power of the water, too. The floodwaters. Remember, you see these flash floods. What happened in Kentucky this summer and other places. So powerful that that's why they tell you don't drive through when you see rushing water, because in seconds it can overwhelm you. All right, we'll continue to follow the story, obviously, that locally, Kennywood will have a statement, a press conference at 11 today. We'll have coverage of that. Police cars that were burned.
Man.
They're looking into it.
That's ignorant.
Called in to see it's arson.
If it's a hate crime, it's a federal crime. If ATF's involved, which I'm told, that becomes a hate crime, that's big trouble. Good.
Also making news today. The governor's race. Apparently, Josh Shapiro is outspending Mastriano 27-1.
When you saw that, Larry, were you shocked? I was shocked.
I was shocked. I thought they were going to say, 5-1, 7-1, 2-1, not 27-1. The fact that he, it's a 9-point lead, Josh Shapiro's, I thought it would be more than that.
So
frankly.
Did I. But that's the Trump effect. It's a fact. Can argue it all day long, whether you like to hear it or not. Mastriano cannot raise money. Mastriano is afraid to do interviews. He's afraid. That's a fact. Prove me wrong. And He's still in the race. But as Larry just mentioned, what is it, Larry? 27-1.
27-1.
And here is a snippet of an interview that Mastriano did several years ago, a radio interview that has so many women that I know, conservative women, so you know, ladies, conservative women outraged. Right?
My Listen. Question is, you know, would, and again, you can give me a yes or no on this, would that woman who decided to have an abortion, which would be considered an illegal abortion, be charged with murder?
Okay, let's go back to the basic question there. Is that a human being? Is that a little boy or girl? If it is, it deserves equal protection under the law.
So you're saying yes?
Yes, I am.
Murder. So now he's backpedaling because he knows, and I speak the truth. I know a lot of conservative women, and that gets on their nerves, and that grates on them. If there's one thing that could swing the midterms for Democrats, and by the way, I'm an independent for all you folks who think I'm a liberal, a Democrat, that's ignorant. I chase the truth, and the truth is if there's one thing, and if anyone out there knows this, talks to women as I do all day long, this enrages them. It just does. They believe that it's their right. They believe that this is disgusting. And because he knows that this is blowing up in his face, Mastriano is now backpedaling on this, saying, well, I might have said that and I might believe that, but as governor, I have no power to control that. He's backpedaling because he knows the blank has hit the blank. There's no one showing up for his rallies. And he has no money. Why? Because he's a bad candidate and he's a horrible representative for Pennsylvania. That's my opinion.
Coming up next hour, Christine Sorensen will join us, Marty's wife, for the full hour. A lot of questions, a lot of things to talk about, a lot of stories. The biggest story, of course, is the storm. And
oh, man.
And we have an opportunity to check in with some people that, you know, whatever their situation is. Obviously, Florida is a retirement state. Many people I know who have gone from here to there retire. So you have an older population generally in a lot of areas in South Florida. And we have somebody who's there protecting their mom, who's 101.
And that's something, Larry.
Yeah, and what do you do? And Marty Taurosi joined us on our Disc Institute at Pittsburgh Newsline. Marty, good morning.
Good morning.
So you're helping mom out, but in the meantime, where exactly are you? Sun City, right?
Yeah, Sun City Center, which is halfway between Tampa and Sarasota. So it looks like we may be getting a direct hit, yeah.
Oh, what are you hearing from locals?
Yeah, it's coming right in between Sarasota and Tampa.
When?
Yeah, soon. Yes, I'm not sure exactly when, but yes, very soon.
Now, I'm looking on the radar, it should have already been raining, and I saw some tornadoes were spun off even as early as yesterday afternoon.
Yes, we're not in the tornado zone from what I noticed on the radio, on the news.
You're very calm, which, by the way, having been in those hurricanes, I remember the noise. It actually scared the hell out of me. How have you prepared, and how do you stay calm?
Well, you know, we're just new. We're actually snowbirds. We just got down here like literally 7 days ago. We got here last Wednesday. Yeah, so I know, welcome to Florida kind of thing. I have a hard time getting my husband down here as is. And, of course, as soon as I get down here, we get this big hurricane. But they say it's been 100 years since Tampa got a direct hit.
That is correct.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it was actually 1921.
What?
So since they got a direct hit. Yeah, this is significant.
Larry.
How far inland are you?
Wow. We're not that far from the bay. We really aren't. But we're on the other side of 75, right off of 75. Ruskin is on the other side of 75. So we're really kind of close to Ruskin. So Ruskin's probably going to get more of the water damage. And we're not really considered flood zone where we are. But we are, we will get a lot of wind. And we are on a little lake, so we're not sure what the lake's going to do. But I don't think it's going to be too major, yeah.
What, you're there with mom?
Yes, well, I'm one house away from my mother. I came down here when my mother got older and stuff to help take care of her, with my sister. Yeah.
Is she afraid?
You know, she's been down here for over 30 years, and she said they've never, they had, not Ian, but Irma came through, and they didn't even lose electricity. So I don't think she's really that scared. She's 100, almost 102. So.
Oh, my goodness. God bless her.
Are you afraid?
Yeah. A little bit. It's more about, I'm afraid more about, you know, I'm just, I don't know. I've never been in something like this before, yeah. So... we're from the Philadelphia area, and we're further in, so we've never gotten, like, those winds, you know, as far as the major winds.
Has there been any discussion for you guys to have to evacuate?
Well, we're not in the evacuation zone, so we're hunkered down. Yeah, I know. And we can't leave my mom. We have some friends in North Carolina that, you know, talked to us about, you know, welcomed us there. And we just can't travel with my mom. We can't leave her. We can't leave her now.
Marty, when you went to the grocery store to stock up, what was that experience like?
It wasn't too bad, actually. We went to Aldi's and they had plenty of water. So I bought two big cases of water, and, since we've been down here, we really haven't had a chance to really stock up but we have enough for a couple days maybe to keep us surviving.
I love your attitude. I love your temperament. I love how you're laughing. I love it. Because people, there's no need to get all freaked out. People get freaked out. But
yeah, what are you going to do?
I know. And, you know, my biggest concern are the windows. We did get some of the windows, high impact windows down here, but according to, the gentleman that put the windows in, we just got the Cat 3, not the Cat 5 windows. And our big room that is all glass that overlooks the lake is all Cat 3. The other windows, we have three bay windows, and they're the ones I'm worried about, you know.
Well,
they're not any kind of impact because, you know, they just started the impact windows down here, believe it or not that long ago.
Well, it looks like it may be a Cat 4 when it makes landfall fully just south of Venice, Florida. Well, we'll wish you all the best and your mom and your family, and appreciate you taking some time for us, Marty. Thank you.
So sweet.
Thank you so much, and you have a very blessed day.
You too. Marty Taurasi in Sun City, Florida, under NISC Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. It's 825 KDKA.
You notice her name? The greatest name in existence.
I noticed.
Marty.
Yeah.
Marty.
Mm-hmm.
Marty, you're awesome, Marty.
We love you, Marty. We got Marty.
We got Marty. Hey, I'm Marty. I got him from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center.
You'd think he got another shot. AAA traffic powered by Bowser Chevrolet, your Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters. Kathy, help.
And Larry, we are still looking at quite a few delays out there, but also just a reminder for folks over in Hampton Township. Earlier this morning, we had a water main break over on Mount Royal Boulevard, and that is closed off between Locust Lane and Lynn Haven Road. We have a good bit of traffic over on that inbound side of the Parkway West. We are backing before the top of Green Tree Hill. We're about halfway down that far side. The outbound side looking better heading down to Carnegie, but still watch for delays around 79 to Campbell's Run. 28 backs around the Shaler Waterworks, your Parkway East, still heavy and slow from Churchill. AAA traffic on the fives is brought to you by the DISC Institute of Pittsburgh. Our next report at 8:35. I'm Kathy Bergeron on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
Mostly cloudy and high 58. What are you laughing at?
Stuff that goes on here behind the scenes.
You and the sock obsession.
Well, it's taken off.
46 right now. It's 8:37. We're going to go back live to Florida, Fort Myers, which is in the bullseye of Hurricane Ian. Every Wednesday at this time, we're joined by Carlos T. Carter, President and CEO of the Urban League of Great.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here, Pittsburgh. Carlos, good morning.
Good morning. I'm back, Pittsburgh. Look out.
Here we go. I heard you were in a new leadership program. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I'm a Pittsburgh Leadership Collaborative. It's basically a dynamic cohort based on experiences designed for Pittsburgh business leaders, nonprofit leaders, church leaders, and civic leaders. There's two different cohorts. There's the Leaders Collaborative, which is for the more seasoned leaders like myself, and there's also the Emerging Leaders Collaborative. And so under my collaborative, the Leadership Collaborative, where I'm learning how to create a healthy culture, elevating the leaders around you and leading change. And as emerging leaders, they're doing achieving your leadership potential, building and sustaining trusting relationships and influencing others for the common good. So we meet like two times a month, two consecutive days in Oakmont, from like, I think, 8 to 3:30, and the emerging leaders meet later. Really great program, I think, really, you know, to just empower me to be a better leader and create transformational change in my organization in the city.
What do you like most about it, Carlos?
I'd say I really like connecting with the other leaders, like, you know, sharing their stories and really gaining tools like to set your cultures, you know, looking at the state of culture and what actually is in the gaps and how to close those gaps. And one thing I really enjoy is leaders have to do, we have to do our journey, like on a picture and tell our story and where we gain certain values, et cetera, along the way. That was very powerful and it really made me feel more connected because I understood people's stories and journeys.
Well, I would imagine you're able to apply this leadership knowledge every day in what you do, right?
Absolutely. And so for me, you know, my quest is to make the Urban League the best place to work in Pittsburgh, a national model of excellence, a place where empowered people empower people. Because if your employees aren't empowered, how can they empower the people there to help? And so I will apply these teachings and principles, you know, to maximize my leadership and those around me. You know, this will equip me to bring the vision to life for sure.
Carlos, we'll catch up with you next Wednesday. Thank you. Have a great week.
You as well. Thanks.
Carlos T. Carter, President and CEO of the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh, encourage you to get more information. And we want to go back live to Florida, Fort Myers. Peyton Powell is on our Disc Institute at Pittsburgh Newsline. Peyton, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, we're okay. How are you? What's the situation? Because it looks like you're in the bullseye.
Yeah, it's a little scary down here. So my family just moved here about 4 months ago.
Wow.
So, you know, we were expecting maybe a smaller hurricane to start out, but right now it's a Cat 4, getting close to a Cat 5. So, and we decided to actually head about 30 minutes south of where we were because we were in the red surge zone. So, we decided to pick up and leave around 7:30 this morning. And go down to a hotel about 30 minutes south of Fort Myers, which is in Estero, Florida.
So what are you seeing right now? And what are you hearing? And what's your temperament? You sound very calm, but you have to be a little anxious.
Oh, no, it is scary. I am trying my best to stay calm, just, you know, definitely help out my family, too. But so we're actually sitting in the car outside of the hotel right now.
Oh.
So. Yeah, it is super windy. I'm actually really scared the stop sign in front of us is going to go flying out of the grass because it's shaking everywhere. The trees are crazy. It is raining a bit right now, but it's not super bad yet.
I'm surprised you were able to find a hotel room because I would imagine so many other people are trying to do what you're doing.
Oh, yeah. So we actually decided to look last night. We got super lucky because we actually have 3 dogs. So it was actually pretty difficult to find a hotel, but they happened to have 2 nights, or actually I think we're staying till Saturday night here. And yeah, we just happened to get super lucky. It's super packed right now, and they didn't have a room last night because we wanted to come in last night. So we're hoping some of the people clear out of here and go somewhere because we really want a room. So
you don't have a room secured yet?
No, we do have it secured, but I just don't know if people decide not to leave because they figure out or found out that it's, you know, a little bit worse than they thought it was going
to
be.
Are you seeing these pictures of the radar? It has to be scary.
Yeah, it is pretty spooky. We were actually in the red of where the eye is.
Well, sounds like we lost her connection. Peyton, are you there? Peyton, there you go. We lost you for a second. I imagine there's a lot of demand on the cell service going on right now.
You said you were in the red eye. What were you saying?
Oh, yeah. So we were where I am at. So we were in Alva, which is about we're downtown Fort Myers. It's about 20 minutes east of downtown Fort Myers. So we were actually in the red of the eye.
Oh.
Yeah, just to the right of the eye, but in the red. That was pretty scary, and we're close to a river, too, so we were in the surge zone. So that's why we decided to leave.
Yeah, and you brought up a good point. There are a lot of people that have pets. I mean, millions of people.
Oh, yeah.
So they got to secure them, too. Well, we appreciate you checking in with us and hoping for the best for everybody there.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me on.
Peyton Powell in Fort Myers, Florida, live on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline on the Big K Morning Show. It's 8:50 News Radio, KDKA. We're going to check in. Christine Sorensen will be here momentarily. For our 9 o'clock hour right now, we want to go back live to Florida. Mike Mason is on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. I've known Mike for decades.
Love him.
How you doing, Michael?
I'm fine. How about yourself?
Hey, man. I have been watching your videos all week, and fabulous stuff. You're kind of on a dream vacation that turned into a nightmare, in a cliche, at Disney, right?
Exactly. We've made the best of it. I'm here with my friend from work, Denise, and we knew it was coming, but at that point, you spend so much money, what are you supposed to do? So we came down Sunday. We did some things. We took Magic Kingdom Monday, yesterday, Hollywood Studios, and they sent us, Disney sent us through the app, a notification that they were closing the parks down for Wednesday and Thursday. So we're going to be living in our room for the next couple of days.
Oh, what a bummer, Mike.
Gosh. So why are they shutting it down? Is the storm headed that way? I'm not certain about Disney.
It is. Yeah. And, you know, I work as, of course, you guys both know at KDK Television. And before I left, Ray Petland was, you know, saying, you know, be careful down there. And the way the storm was going to be, he said the biggest things that we have to worry about eventually were the tornadoes.
Oh.
Because they come on the certain side of the storm. But right now I just looked out the window. It's just rain. There's hardly any wind. And you know, we're watching the Weather Channel and, people are concerned and I understand, but yeah. I mean, I feel safe. I mean, this is Florida.
Sure.
That's interesting, Mike, cause we just talked just a few minutes ago, gal in the Fort Myers area, and yep. She said it was windy and was worried about limbs breaking off where they were sitting in their car waiting to get in a room in a hotel, and you're saying up there in Orlando, which isn't all that far, it's
right.
Pretty calm at the moment. That's incredible. When we see the radar of this storm, you should be feeling the impact now.
No, we, again, rain, it's not even heavy at this point, at least where I'm at, and again, no wind.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
We all know how much Disney costs, and I also know how much you love it. So what is their deal, man? Do they refund your money or are you out of luck? How's it work?
Well, again, that notification from them, because we're going to lose 2 days of park hopper, but they are extending through September 30th of 2023 any unused days.
Oh, so you'd have to go back down.
Yeah, I'll leave here with two unused days, and maybe I will drag my wife. The reason I'm on vacation with my friend is my wife does not like the way I do Disney because I'm up in the morning and through the night and whatever. She's like, let
Denise
take the hit.
I've heard.
Oh, so you're all in Disney, and she wants to just dip her toes in occasionally.
Right. Well, the last time we came down, we were visiting her sister, well, my sister-in-law, my brother-in-law, and she said, I'll give you one day. So we came, and we did all four parks in one day.
No!
Wow.
Yes, I'd rather be in a hurricane.
So I think that I might be able to talk her into, look, I have these 2 days, because there's things that she hasn't seen, like, you know, the Avatar stuff in Animal Kingdom. You know,
how many times... You go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
How many times you been to Disney?
I'm going to say over the years, at least between 15 and 20.
He's a masochist.
And what is a ticket to, like, a park hopper ticket for a day cost these days?
Well, since we got a package through AAA, I can't say, but I think when I was going into Hollywood Studios yesterday, I looked up, and it might have been either $124 or $148, something like that. So it's expensive.
Hey, Mike, what are the airport? I've been to that airport with Disney folks. It's all already packed. It's got to be insane right now getting out of there.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's an exodus because some people with kids and whatever, they might not want to ride it out.
That's right.
Do you like beer, Mike?
I actually don't drink, but maybe I should start.
Well, we appreciate you checking
Thanks,
in.
Thanks, Mike.
Hope you're safe,
sure.
Obviously. And
if anything gets crazier, I'll get with you tomorrow.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy. Just text me.
Let us know, man. Thank you.
I will. All right.
Mike Mason, our colleague.
Love him.
Works KDK TV, worked for KDK Radio. Both Marty and I know him. A great guy from the Butler County area. Down there loving Disney, but except for the next 2 days. It's 855 KDKA.
From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center.
AAA traffic is powered by Bowser Chevrolet, your Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters. Details what's happening, Kathy.
And Larry, we're starting to thin out on some of our area roadways. We still have some slow traffic, though, as you approach East Street on that inbound side of the parkway north. We have an accident off to the side of the roadway there, so a little extra traffic for you at this time of the morning. Parkway West still heavy and slow approaching Green Tree, the four pit tunnels. 51 is cleared out over on 65, still looking at some slow traffic in each direction around the McKees Rocks Bridge. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 905. I'm Kathy Berggren on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.